This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Five on the Floor, a post-game edition of Five on the Floor. I'm your host, Greg Sylvander. Tonight's floor plan with me, not Alex Toledo, not Brady Hawk, not Ethan Skolnick. They're all at the arena covering the game, the Kasaya Center, I should say. But I do have the coach, Sean Rochester. We do have Matt Hanifan, who you can find on our playback channel, constantly doing film breakdowns as well as analysis on every Miami Heat game and other games in general. So welcome to both of the fellas as we get into this Miami-Atlanta matchup where the Heat ultimately came out victorious 122-113. There's lots of good that came from this game. Couple moments of you start to get weird with the turnovers. It gets frustrating. But ultimately, things were good, and they were led by the Gamer of the Night.
And now on Five on the Floor, it's time for the Gamer of the Night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500-square-foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all-day passes available for just $25, but if you mention Five Reasons, it's just $20. So mention Five Reasons or 5RSN. You get to play all day for $20. And now, the Gamer of the Night.
A bucket, 30 points, 11 of 21 from the field, 7 of 13 from three. I mean, we're talking 52, 54, 50 splits. Two free throws, but I'm still sliding that in there. 7 rebounds, 2 assists. A little shy of the 10 that I know my boy Sean was hoping for. 1 steal, 4 turnovers. Again, I said the 30 points. Ultimately, Tyler Hero is balling, y'all. He continues to be the gamer night in and night out. He's been the best player on the floor, definitely in 2 of the last 3. I guess I'll start here with you, Matt. As we look at the top of the roster, what Tyler did, what Jaime did, what Bam did specifically. Let's start there. What did you like most from what we saw from Tyler as he's gotten back? It seems like him and Bam have been able to pick up right where they left off. Jaime has found a nice role in Jimmy's absence, but really Tyler has led the way here to start. And he was awesome again this evening.
I think the thing that stood out to me the most, especially, is like there was so much discourse, at least from like Heat Twitter, and like you know how all three of us are involved with that, among plenty of others, but a lot of the discussion was how would the fit be when he came back. And it felt like these last 3 games specifically, and especially tonight, he's played within the flow of the offense. Like, he's not forcing anything, he's not trying to do too much. He's playing along with Jaime Jaquez, who has established himself as a really good rotation player in his absence. He's fit along with Duncan Robinson. He's fit along with some of the guys that we previously had questions like, is this going to fit, or is this going to be a clean fit? And so far it's been pretty seamless. He's not trying to do too much with the ball in his hands or even off the ball, where he's been an incredibly efficient player as well. And so I think that's really stood out to me. And then obviously, like, I think we've seen improvements from him on the defensive end of the floor. Like, he's making those off ball reads. He is at least competing on the ball. And like, that's not something he hasn't done in the past, but he's better at it now. And I think those 2 things have just really stuck out to me with his play over these last 3 games, albeit being a small sample, but he's looked great so far. It's been perfect.
It has been. Tyler played well. They did a great job on Trae Young. He was forced into 6 turnovers, 13 assists, but still 6 turnovers and sub 500 or sub 50% shooting. Sean, what do they do to Trae Young that bothers him so much that we see over and over again? And how much of it is scheme versus Trae Young just not playing well against Miami? It looks like they're doing some pretty strategic stuff there, but sometimes I think maybe I overthink some of that. I'm interested in your perspective there.
Yeah, I think it's discipline. I mean, he's a good player in terms of sort of the James Harden type, like I get you in a bad spot and I draw the foul and you really didn't foul me. I mean, we were on playback, and if you're not on playback, make sure you check that out. Go to playback.tv and check out 5 Reasons. And there was a lot of times where you were like, all right, Caleb has a hand on him, but like, come on, that's not a foul. And the one time on the sideline where like Tyler didn't even touch him and he flailed his arms and got a foul. Like, he's just that level of star that he gets that call. But you have to be disciplined with your hands. You have to take good angles. You have to really get out there. You know, like Bogdanovich got us in transition a couple of times, but like Trae is that guy that can pull up from anywhere. You just have to be smart about what you do. And I think Caleb did a good job. I think the secondary guys that you don't really think about when they got switched on to him, they did a good job. And you just seal him off from the lane and force him to be a passer. Yes, it produces, 13 assists, as you said. But if you get 6 turnovers and you get subpar shooting, at the end, it's kind of a win for the Heat.
You're right. And I want to, before we skip too far ahead, stop on Bam Adebayo for a minute, because there's been, I think, as he's getting reacclimated, and, you know, there were 10 turnovers between Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo. So when we talk about them getting reacclimated with this team, we're seeing them have to deal with some of that live and in color. But people talked about Bam maybe looking labored because of his hip. I don't necessarily buy into that, Matt. Is that something that you think we should be thinking about, or do you see anything that would indicate to you? To me, Bam Adebayo just had a sloppier night with 6 turnovers tonight. I don't think that it's any indication of him being labored from an injured or hurt perspective. I don't want to call it injured. It would be more banged up hurt-wise. Matt, do you think that that's something we should be watching?
Maybe there's a little bit of a decline in lack of explosiveness, but then again, like, it was in the third or fourth quarter where Duncan threw really a pitch perfect no look lob to him and he was above the rim. He jumped fairly high. He just couldn't convert. And that was really the struggle with him tonight, is he just couldn't convert like within 5 to 10 feet. And I don't necessarily want to point that to a lack of, I don't want to necessarily point that to just being like hurt or banged up, because there's way too many factors that we don't take into account when it comes to that type of stuff, like how the defense is playing him, and how he himself is operating. Like, it could be a combination of things. I don't want it to just point and circle in on one thing, and so it could be part of it. I still think, again, like as you mentioned, he's trying to get reacclimated, and so sometimes you're just not that efficient. It happens. It's basketball. Like, guys aren't going to be perfect for 82 games. Like, that's just the reality of the sport. You're going to be banked up at certain points of the season anyways. And so I don't want to focus in on it just being one thing. It could be, I think it's a combination of things, but it certainly was an oddly inefficient night for Bam, but that's just going to happen. That's just how the NBA works sometimes.
Oddly inefficient for Bam, but very efficient for Duncan Robinson. That'll kick off our Insurance by Lynette Play of the Night.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette Play of the Night, sponsored by InsuranceByLynette.com and A Aggressive Insurance Agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800, or InsuranceByLynette.com. That's InsuranceByLynette.com with 2 N's and 2 T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program, reach out to Lynette at InsuranceByLynette.com.
So this is going to get us into Duncan Robinson, because that dude has been balling. Matt, give us the play of the night, because it was at a very specific moment. Heat fans who watched the game will remember it, because this was really great stuff. And then I'm going to plug something before we dive into Duncan Robinson and what we saw off the bench.
So it was like 7:20 left in the fourth quarter. Duncan Robinson's above the break. He has Bogdan Bogdanovich on him. He Bam Adebayo goes to set a screen. It was an empty corner pick and roll, but there was Bam was rolling towards the middle. Duncan drives left with his left hand, takes a few dribbles. Onyeka's kind of playing in between, and then he just kind of floats it up like near the baseline, draws the foul and one. Something that if you would have showed me 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago from Duncan Robinson, I would have just said you're like a witchcraft or whatever.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the weight it handles. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was a great play from Duncan. There's nothing much that you can say about it at this point. This has become the norm for him, and the fact that we're saying this is it just feels mind-boggling just because of how he's played throughout his career. But nah, he did it again, man. He made another spectacular play off the dribble, and one. He converted the and one. I believe he converted the and one. I could be wrong on that, but yeah, it was just a great play from Duncan. Nothing much you could really say about it. I'm really lost for words with it.
He really was beautiful. 8 of 11 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. But this is all what we expect from him. He got to the line 7 times. What was our shot diet looking like? I want you to get your Duncan. You get to wax poetic on Duncan, Sean, of course. But also, and any other bench hot takes you got, I'm interested to listen to them, particularly Haywood Highsmith, only 9 minutes. Wow. But yes, the shot diet from cleaning the glass would definitely help us continue to track that.
Yeah, obviously, like Matt said, Duncan was great. 27 points. The Heat are now 7-0 when Duncan scores more than 20 points. They are 11-2 when he scores more than 15 points. So a nice barometer there. In terms of the shot diet, as you talked about, only 15% at the rim, which is interesting because the Hawks coming in were the second worst team in terms of allowing opponents to get to the rim and take shot attempts. And I really thought going into the game that was going to be the key. And we've seen this season that when the Heat get above 25% at the rim, they generally have success. Now tonight, it's one of those interesting things that I, you know, without looking at the film and just, you know, you're watching it live, rim attempts versus rim pressure. Do you get to the rim and it sprays out to a shot? Like, could those have been attempts that led to Duncan threes where you broke down the defense and you sprayed it out? It might not be in that rim attempts percent, but the pressure that you put created a shot somewhere else. 15% of the rim, 42% in the mid-range, 42% from three. Those percentages are not generally what you want. Looking back, as I said, at the rim, when it's below 25%, they have not won a game, 0-6. So this would be now 1-6. Wow. At that percentage, which is interesting, right? Like, and there's a lot of things that go into that. So sometimes, you know, I think we get too caught up in spreadsheets, too caught up in data, but at the same time, it's generally something you can point to. But That being said, you know, if you shoot the ball well, they shot 43% from behind the arc. That usually leads off to good things too. You know, when they're above 40%, they are 8 and now 9 and 4. So, I mean, you know, it's a balancing act, right? Like you can look at these numbers all you want, but tonight, the way that they played, generally speaking, without the exception of maybe a little bit of the third quarter and second quarter, they dominated that game. And I think, you know, good things are happening, even though Jimmy's not there.
Yeah. And despite the turnovers, despite some of the sloppy moves here or there, I feel like Jaime Jaquez, and the turnovers came from everybody, but I'm using this as a way to segue to him for a moment. I just want to say that he continues to find his way, even as the rookie that is getting thrown in the Jimmy role. And I'm seeing him kind of learning on the fly, and he's making mistakes at times, but they're sticking with him. And I like that. I really think that that is a unique situation to watch he and Duncan play. They are a particularly fun tandem together, but also just their stories of the way that this season is coming together. To me, like, that's just super fun to watch. So that is what we'll continue to watch for this Miami Heat team, along with Bam Adebayo and Tyler Herro leading them. Let's get into the Eric Rubenstein injury report before we close with final thoughts.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is he can help you get your money that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
Injury report. Jimmy Butler continued to be out. They're still labeling it a calf strain. We think he's really resting for the most part. Kyle Lowry played tonight, but did get injured. Looked like he rolled an ankle. Came back, ended up being able to play, but that's something we're going to need to watch and monitor going forward. Haywood Highsmith again was back, but did not play the amount of minutes that maybe folks were expecting. We'll see going forward. I have a feeling for Christmas Day, you're going to see the full complement of Miami Heat players. That will be your gift from the team, Jimmy Butler included. But we shall see. I do think that this is a game that they, other than Kyle, they got through it relatively unscathed. So that is a good thing. Tyler and Bam, contrary to what people were saying about Bam's hip, I think he'll continue to ramp up. And Tyler looks like he never took a day off. Sean, final thoughts here?
Yeah, going into Christmas, obviously you have a team in Philadelphia that's playing very well. You're going to have to be able to take down that monster duo right now of Embiid and Maxey. And, you know, you look at what Trey did tonight. You look at what DeJounte did tonight. Maxey, in my opinion, might be better than both of them. I mean, he's kind of a mix of both. So what do you do with him? It's almost like I'm more afraid of what can he do rather than Embiid. And I know Embiid is, you know, arguably the MVP right now, but I feel confident in Bam, and I feel confident in the game plan. It's going to be a tough task on Christmas. I mean, Philly has been playing well. They've been playing a lot of bad teams. And I know they got to win tonight, I believe, against the Raptors. So it's going to be a good matchup. And then, you know, my only other closing thought, because I feel like we have to talk about this, heck of a halftime show for the Miami Heat tonight. If anybody watched the game on League Pass or you were there, hopefully you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yes, that was great stuff. Matt, final thoughts and Christmas Day thoughts. I didn't even think that we should go there just for a moment. But, yes, I would love to hear your Christmas Day thoughts ahead of that game.
The Heat won a fourth quarter. The Heat won a fourth quarter.
Had we finished this show and not said that, that would have been sacrilegious. Thank you very much for bringing that up. They won a fourth quarter. Continue.
I think when I looked at it last night, my memory's foggy, so I beg your pardon. But I think heading into tonight, the Heat were, I think, minus 15.2 net rating in fourth quarters this season, which is the worst in the league behind Phoenix. Yeah, the Heat won a fourth quarter, but most importantly, the Heat have won now five of their last seven games, despite some injuries have been a part of the season so far with myriad players, but most recently it being Jimmy Butler. And like, this is just a good, like another good win. Like, I know the Hawks have been struggling this year. I think they're now 12-16 after tonight's loss. But like the fact that Miami was able to close out that game the way they did, even though Atlanta wasn't making some of those momentum shots that, especially in the fourth quarter, that teams have been hitting this season against Miami, and doing it without their best player, it's like just another testament to like this, how the season has gone. I think it's a good win for Miami. Obviously what we've seen with Tyler, obviously what we've seen with Duncan, obviously who Duncan, by the way, had, I think what, 24 second half points, 22 in the fourth quarter. I don't really think we mentioned that.
That's huge.
He was insane in the fourth quarter.
He could have been gamer of the night.
He was a huge reason why they won that fourth quarter. But yeah, I think this is a good win for Miami despite the opponent. But those are my final thoughts.
That's what's up. We are looking forward to Christmas Day. We'll have you covered from head to toe on Christmas Day with all of the pregame, postgame, in-game coverage. So definitely find us. Be safe for the holidays. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to Sean and Matt for joining us. And the Miami Heat get another victory, moving on up in the standings. Let's get to that 4 seed. That's the goal. Let's get to the 4 seed by New Year's Day. That's my little BHAG between now and then. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5ers and Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.